right, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome, fellow cigar passionados and passionatas. Welcome to this week's episode of The Ash Holes, broadcast live from the Sereno Royale Studios. It's time to kick back, light up as we turn Wednesday into Ash Wednesday, where it's always entertaining, unscripted, and totally unfiltered. You can stream and download us on Facebook and YouTube, iTunes, and Podbean, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Ash Holes and on Instagram at Ash Holes Radio. Today we're going to be smoking two cigars by My Father Cigars. We're going to be smoking the Flor de las Antillas and the Le Bijou. That was close.
Good job.
Close enough? Did I do all right?
Just like
all right. Oliver's
Dilla.
Back with us. Oliver, welcome back.
Feels good.
And we're joined here with Jeremy Soares from My Father Cigars.
Rocks
welcome, guys.
Yeah, man. Right on.
Feels
right.
Good to be back. Yeah, I was gone. So I was gone last week. It was quite a show.
Right.
You had John Carney from LFD on.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was in Connecticut visiting some accounts. Great. Love it out there.
Great people, real solid.
Bad time of year to go, but the whole East Coast is a bad time because everything still looks dead.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's coming to life yet, but that running through that River Valley, man, is it going to be gorgeous.
You bet.
Everything starts budding. So, yeah, no, good to be back on the show. I'm excited to have you on.
I'm pretty rock solid.
You're actually a pretty good dude.
Yeah, you too, man. I like you.
Yeah. You know,
contrary to popular belief.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get listen, you can't please everybody.
Listen, I've seen wanted posters that have better mugshots, and some of the mugshots I've seen of you from some of these shops, I say don't let that guy in. But
you know, haters are gonna hate, bro. That's just how it goes in life. Not everybody can march down the field.
I just want you to know that everybody puts you down, but I'm the one that backs you up. I say,
thanks.
No, he's a good guy.
He's not talking.
I'm there for I want you to know I'm there for
thanks,
you.
Bro.
So I'm happy to happy to have you on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
No, but solid. I mean, look, it's not easy what we do and what you do, but you work it. And I'm excited to hear a little more about what I don't know about my father. So
yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're getting into today?
Well, the first cigar, you know, in TV, podcast, radio land, what have you, we're going to smoke is called Flor de las Antillas.
Flor de las Antillas.
Antillas, yes. And it means the flower of the Antilles Islands. In fact, the flower, if you will, the jewel piece of the Antilles Islands chain is Cuba, where the Garcia family comes from. So coincidentally, this was, in fact, a Cuban cigar at one point in history. And, you know, brands come, they go, they fade away. I have a store almanac from one of the stores in Rhode Island from, like, 1993. Mm. And if you look through it, you wouldn't be able to find 92% of those cigars today, right?
Right.
Well, this cigar was a cigar that was a Cuban cigar at one time. Garcia family remembers it from their, you know, lineage and Pepin's childhood and his ancestors. So we brought it back. And you can see very much so if you look at the packaging with the Art Deco fashion, you know, with the labels and the old school tribute to it. Flor de las Antillas, also coincidentally, 2012 number one cigar of the year in Cigar Aficionado magazine.
Wow.
Overwhelming favorite amongst the people. 96 rated out of 100 points.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing I will say about this cigar, and again, this isn't – I want to preface this. You have to understand this. Probably not a bigger fan of My Father's Cigars, but more so Don Pepin Garcia and his son Jaime Garcia in this state than me. There might be one or two in Florida that could fight me for the fanboy title, but it's going to be an overtime fight. Well, these dudes, you know, they're great people, ingrometers, growers of tobacco, producers. So because of the way that we are so dialed in Nicaragua, this cigar was able to make an impact and reach people globally, never be on back order. This is 100% Nicaraguan Puro. The field, or the fincas that they're called, right? Mm-hmm. The finca farm where this comes from, the fields are called Finca Las Marias, named after Pepin's wife, Maria Garcia, the patriarch, the mother. She's my favorite, by the way, great woman. Well, Nicaraguan Puro, sun-grown wrapper, Nicaragua binder and filler, one field, one farm, never on back order. Like, you know, we sold so many of these things and continue to sell tons of these things and really – we're quite fortunate that Jaime and Pepin put in the work they do. And more so, instead of acting like flashy brand owners, if you will, they constantly reinvest into the company, into the infrastructure,
absolutely,
into the fincas, into the Vegas. So they're always we have such an amazing amount of tobacco. There's no stories or, oh, yeah, that's coming in, you know, 3 weeks or a month. These are readily available every day of the week. The reason I'm saying all that is that a cigar that was an overwhelming favorite, people couldn't order enough of them, and consumers were lighting them at a record clip, 96 rated, 6.5 by 52, the Toro size, is available for sale in a store like Two Guys Smoke Shop for $7.50.
Right. And they're consistent. The construction, yeah. What I love about the Garcia family and their cigars is, one, the consistency, but two, reinventing the cigars continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, not only do they produce their own lines, but they produce a lot of other lines that are famous and not so famous, but they're doing a tremendous production.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You touched on it. So Nicaraguan sun-grown and then a Nicaraguan filler binder on this. But it what I love about these is it doesn't have an overpowering Nicaraguan spice.
Yeah.
No,
you know, sometimes
that's
true. That can be just a blast on the palate. It's a little too much because everyone says Nicaraguan puro, and then it's just too overpowering. This is incredibly smooth.
So real quick, you know, again, I'm going to sound like a super fanboy, but I work for these people, and I took the job because I have the amount of respect I had for them, you know, many years ago. I've been with them over 7 years now. But I remember in my time, because I came from the retail side, I ran three stores, high-end cigar bars. I remember people coming to see me to get cigars in the store, and they would say things to me like, oh, this cigar is very much in the same category as this famous brand, and you're going to like it so much. Just try it out. Mm-hmm. And I literally lived through that, okay, in my time. Now I go and build that business up, and I wanted to do something different instead of being in a bar every night. Nothing wrong with that. Just wasn't for me. So I had, you know, multiple offers to go be a rep, and I have a background in sales, and these guys – were a little bit smaller back then, and we had become good retail partners, good business partners together. We sold a lot of their product, and I remember from the time I got hired till present day. Now it's funny because now when I talk to my retailers, they'll be like, "Oh, some guy, you know, came in and pitched me this, and he's like, oh, you're gonna love this. It's from Esteli. Everything is like Nicaragua or Esteli. Everything's got all these buzzwords surrounding it, right? Not that we were the first people to ever be in Nicaragua, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Now people will say, oh, you'll love this. It tastes just like Pepin.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes just like my father. So in my time, in a short, you know, 7 year span, I've seen that, you know, the narrative shift, and I've seen that with my own eyes make a full circle revelation. I love it so much. Mm. It's a good testimony.
No, it's a testament to what he's done over the years. That's fantastic. Because, Nicaragua, or first it was Dominican. There was a big Dominican boom. Everybody loved Dominican tobacco. Yeah. Nicaraguans, they were kind of pushed to the side, same with Honduras. But definitely over the last few years, Nicaraguans have come up. And
Nicaragua's the new Cuba.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
I agree with that.
And if you look through some of these magazines and you see the higher rated cigars, because it'll show you like categories, sizes, then ratings. And not everybody's palate is subjective. I want to just go on record and say that. You could smoke, you know, cigars that taste like a newspaper bag and think they're fine. No flavor, no body, no dimension. But the best cigar is the one in your hand, the one you're enjoying in that moment. So it's not for me to say what you do or don't like, but I like the variety, within our catalog. And when you see these magazines and their ratings, and then you see the highest rated ones, then the country of origin, and it's this many Nicaraguan front marks versus this many of this and that many of that, it's a really good feeling. Because I'll tell you right now, every time somebody buys one of these cigars, thank you, you know, Two Guys Smoke Shop, thank you to the retailer for supporting us and supporting the brand. And, you know, I'm glad the customer gets something to enjoy. But we employ about 4,700 people in Nicaragua. From
it's
the
huge.
We have the biggest agricultural operation there. We have two factories, My Father Cigars S.A., which is the industrial park, the other place, Tacuba. We have fincas that go all the way up to Jalapa, through Esteli, Namahi. I mean, so San Jose, Finca San Jose, Las Marias, so many properties that somebody, not the Oliva Cigars, but Gustavo Oliva, who is a tobacco grower and sells material to people, the biggest, if you will, right? He gets on record and says at our company dinner that, you know, the man, Pepin Garcia, and his son, Jaime, he takes his hat off to because they've got the best farms that he's ever walked in his life. It's an amazing compliment. You're talking about a guy with Jose Pepin Garcia that started his craft when he was like 8 years old. He grows up in Villa Clara, Baez, Cuba. That's why we have a cigar called Tobaccos Baez, Baez, B-A-E-Z. So in Villa Clara, Baez, Cuba, his uncle owns a part of a brand, if you will, of a factory that makes a cigar called La Reloba. Well, it's not like, you know, your kids in America where they're like, Dad, I'm bored. Dad, I want to do it. Dad, I want to do that. They're like, hey, get outside and go play. Go clean something. Go do something. So he would, like, sweep the floors. and remove the center veins from the tobacco, and on and on and on. By the time the guy was 18 years old, he was one of the top seven rollers in the whole country.
Wow.
I mean, he had to do a military, not to fast forward so quickly, but there was a time when, you know, he was one of the biggest deals in the industry. And in Cuba, just like within Israel, he had to do a mandatory military service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he was the driver to a colonel. And for 9 months, he had to drive the guy around in a Jeep, and it was boring to him. And when he came back, even though he's a stud, your seat's filled. Sorry, buddy. So he said basically in no uncertain terms. No, he said, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to work for free for 3 weeks. I'll just work and show you that I'm the best. And somebody's going to move. Somebody's going to lose a seat
right. Because
I'm going to make sure of it. And it was no competition. And it got to the point where the guy, you know, is Class 8 roller now and such a big deal and so important in the production of all that stuff. But really, when somebody, you know, wanted to pump their chest a little bit and they thought they were a bit of a badass, you'd say, okay, come on. Do you want to come to this factory? Well, do you want to come to my factory or should I go to yours?
Right.
Still holds a record.
And he's kind of done the same thing. You know, Pepin's done the same thing with his family now. Because you have the son and the daughter.
Yeah, Yanni is also uber important because she runs the whole entire United States operation, along with his nephew, Alcides. Alcides is the general manager of the My Father, you know, United States business. Very important. In charge of all the – everything you see as far as these labels and this packaging is done by Pepin's nephew. And they start off as one-off freehand oil paintings. They start off as something literally that he's created, a one-of-one, and then tweaks and enhances. So – you know, years ago when we're going to come out with something new, we would tell the boss, I'm like, how much longer? How much longer? And he's like, listen, I can't rush Alcides. Yeah. The design isn't ready yet.
I've always loved the designs on my father boxes.
Right. It stands
out. And
the
bands, they're fantastic. I mean, the band on this one
is
just so, I mean.
Ornate.
It looks
gorgeous.
Like an oil painting.
Right.
There's a class.
Yeah, it's very classy.
That's all his nephew. And not to say that, like, you know. But I'm just saying, every single person in the band, it's like the Symphony Orchestra, every single person with the conductor plays a fundamental part in the symphony.
Yep.
And, you know, that guy doesn't get talked about enough.
You're the guy in the back with the cymbals?
I'd like to be the tuba. You know, I'd like to be the tuba.
The
cymbals. I'd like to be the
tuba.
But something along those, but that guy's important, you know.
Right.
So, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, take a, you know, on anyone else, but. These aren't just cigars that all come in, like, the same style box with different numbers on them. Every band looks the same. Every single front mark within the line is distinguishable. Everyone tells its own story.
It's
more importantly,
true.
Every single cigar, there was a time when these cigars were in production. They were being made. There was a trip of retailers over to, you know, my father in Nicaragua, and everybody got to smoke them, and they flipped out. They told Pepin, we want to buy 100 of these bundles each right now, blah, blah, blah. This wasn't ready. The boxes and the bands were not ready.
Mm.
So he said, listen, you know, I would just say that, you know, I'm not going to send my daughter to her prom without the best dress and the best shoes and looking right. I can't send these out unless they look right. The point I'm making is he reveres his craft so much that these are like children to him. It's important that you realize every single time, just like we were talking about food a minute ago, you eat with your eyes first.
Sure.
My background in culinary school. Visually, every presentation is important.
Very true.
You don't want to leave anything to chance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, all it takes, like how'd this guy get so lucky? How did, you know, since 2003, he assert such a giant footprint in the industry? Two of the last four number one cigars of the year, 96, because we're going to smoke another one that was a 97 rated number one cigar.
You got to smoke your first one so we can get to it.
Yeah, but at the same time, all right, I'll not talk so much. I'm sorry.
No, this is what I mean.
I know about the
my know, father, but this is deeper and this is
every
good information.
Detail that matters, man.
And this is what goes into a cigar. So when you're smoking, when you're looking on a shelf. Mm-hmm. You should have an appreciation for, one, what goes into the cigar, two, the family that's involved in this.
Right.
And there's a tremendous amount of detail going into just one
cigar.
So
much history.
And it's a $7 price point.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I mean,
it's nuts, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It should be on in your humidor. If you have a cabinet, it should be a box in your humidor. If you have a humidor 50 count, 75 count, you should have a couple rows of this.
I try to tell people it's a cigar for anybody's palate. If you're a guy that likes to smoke cigars that are 19 parts Lajero and it's like smoking dirt through a sweater, I mean, God bless you, but, like, you know, this is a cigar that you can smoke your first one of the day with your morning coffee and the day, anytime in between.
Right.
They're very refined.
Yeah.
More importantly, though, the real execution from seed to cellophane, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. The labels are part of it. The sales staff is part of it. The relationships you have with the retailers are part of it. So there's a lot of people depending on me to tell the story in detail. To share the passion, to let people know this isn't, you know, some and it didn't come by happenstance.
Right.
It's not just luck.
And you know where they're fortunate. You know, the my father family is fortunate. They have someone like you that is passionate.
Yeah.
Because to tell the story is one thing. To tell the story with passion, with conviction, is a whole other thing.
Yeah. This now, is Dan, his family's life work.
So let's talk about it. So our listeners, our viewers, so they know what we are smoking. So we are smoking the Flor de las Antillas.
Flor de las Antillas, yeah.
Now, I'm picking up some more you know, that spice, more of that cinnamon.
Yeah, more of a cinnamon.
Cinnamon spice.
A warming spice kind of, right?
A warming spice. Yeah, yeah, it's not pepper. It's not like this harsh pepper like you're saying. But it's very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a in-your-face, you know, when you retro, it's really, really
it's a long,
flavorful.
Right. It's a long finish, right. Long finish spice. So that, you know, that soft, to me, it's more of a cinnamon spice, like the red, or the red gummy bears.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like that kind of cinnamon
like
spice.
This tastes like red gummy bears. It's fantastic.
It does.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah. It's, you know, again, I guess the right way to say it is it's just right. Like it, for me, it's just right. And there was a time when
a hot cinnamon.
Yeah, not so much like the red gum. Like
not the red gum.
That's over the top.
That's over the top.
That's over the top. But it's got that kind of nuance. Like I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to say. Almost like a cardamom. Like you know what I mean. Like
it, something. Right. It's subtle. It's smooth. So what I love about this line, and what's scary about this line too, for some, is that it can sneak up on you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like the we talked about the you know cigar just earlier, the judge.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That one sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big cigar, right? So in a lot of times too, on a bigger cigar like that,
big on the nicotine.
Nicotine can develop toward the end. One trick is to blow out a little bit sometimes and try to clean that up. But you're right. It's like a lot of that nicotine can develop and you're like, "Man, I'm really feeling this one pretty good."
And I'll be honest, these are cigars I've bought by the box. Mm-hmm. And you know, for the same look at the burn. Can
yeah,
you
right.
see that on there?
Sure.
The burn is going great. It's this great tight ash. Mm-hmm. It's very white. The burn line is fantastic, and that's the way the whole box was.
And every single cigar has two binders. Mm-hmm. That wasn't always a trendy thing to talk about because people didn't do it. Pepin would tell you that he'll say himself, "I'm the only fool in Nicaragua that wastes two binders on one cigar."
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Yeah.
Because people will cut these things like choo-choos.
The combustion, yeah.
You know what I mean? They try as hard as they can to unravel and be like, "Hey, man, this cigar sucks. What happened?" You know what I mean? It happens every time. Like, "Hey, you chooch. Why don't you just cut off like 82
What's
cents?
Definition? What's your definition of a chooch?
It means
that's
like
an East Coast thing, the
chooch. Oh, well, I'm a half Italian. It means like jackass, like, you know, muttonhead, like smutting up, chooch. Like you see these guys, you know, a guy.
Chachi. No, Chachi. Those were almost interchangeable. Come on, Chachi.
Come on, Chachi. Smutting up.
Right.
Smutting up, will you? No, like the guy you see that's like, you know, let me see if I'm going to
listen.
Get...
But listen, we have listeners.
And they smell them through the fucking cell.
We're in 30-plus countries. You know, we're in the States.
We're everywhere.
You say chooch. You've got to explain what chooch means.
Yeah, they know what it means, though. God, I mean, like,
come on.
Come on. Come on. Will you? Come on. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Smutting up. You don't act like you know. What does chooch mean to you? Come on.
I know.
Really? Now
I know.
The chooch.
No, we
right.
got to explain it. All right. Listen. I'm a big fan. I'm ripping through this thing.
Yeah.
We true.
Because I'm loving it. But yeah. But yeah. I mean, definitely early morning, mid afternoon. This is something that could meet every type of palate. Every
checks
every
off every
day.
Box.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love checking off the boxes. Then
love
you know
it.
You're done.
That's it.
Well, listen. Let's get into. Let's also talk about what we smoked this week because I'm. I was traveling.
Yeah,
I'll start off.
Okay.
I was traveling in. I was in upstate. What the upstate New York is anything north of New York City? But I was in Saratoga.
Yeah,
Saratoga.
Nice
Springs.
Guys out there, man. Good shops.
I went to Adirondack Cigars.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Right?
People.
And I picked up a My Father number 4, the Lancero.
Whew.
I said, just don't see him. But I was a huge fan. Had a great conversation. You know, we hung out. I smoked the number 4. Just a beautiful burn.
Yeah, man.
Lanceros can be tough. One in construction, two in the blending.
Hard
this was
to
fantastic.
Roll.
Hard to roll, but you know, nutty espressos. Yeah. I got a little bit of orange peel.
Yep, yep.
Just a great burn.
Absolutely.
Great stick.
There's a pair of so the people that roll Lanceros obviously are the tougher Vitolas. Mm-hmm. They not that they get treated you know much better, but obviously it's a more skilled position thing, and they're right on display at the front of the place when you walk in. And unfortunately, for guys that are real cigar geeks or nerds, if you will, we love them. But in retail, Robusto, Toro, Toro Gordo, those are your sizes that sell the most.
Yep.
And I had a big, huge Lancero, you know, one time in my life, Lancero phase, where it's all I wanted to buy. But you're right. A lot of people don't carry them because one out of 30 guys will buy one.
Right. And everybody says they want them, and then they don't buy them.
But that
was a great – that's also Nicaraguan on the filler binder, but then Ecuadorian Habano Rosado
Habano wrapper. Ecuador wrapper. Absolutely.
Yeah. Great blend.
Comes from the Oliva family. The most coveted material he has is the wrapper for the My Father cigar. We buy it all of it.
Wow.
Look at that. Fun fact.
Dan, what'd you get into?
Well, in truth, I got into one of these. So since we're going to smoke it in just a little bit, I'll wait to tell you what I thought. But it is a great cigar.
Listen,
the Le Bijou
Jeremy,
Petit Robusto.
So then we'll talk about that a little further. You'll have much better details. Mm-hmm.
Tons of
stuff
to tell you about
smoke
that.
More outside of the My Father line?
No.
No, nothing.
And I'll tell you, well, no, outside of the My Father factory, no.
Okay.
So, but here's what happens, okay, in all fairness. I know that all the cigars are good cigars.
Right.
I love the industry. I love everybody. You see all these different people that are on the walls? They're all great people. They're all my friends. For me, though, strategically, based on my, and I've been smoking cigars a long time now, since before I even went to college. Since about 1993, I began smoking cigars, just so we're clear. I'm old now. Just my birthday last week.
Yeah.
I'm closer to 50 than 20.
Right.
So, that gray's showing up in the face, right? It just happens that way.
I sent you a happy birthday.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. You're the man. Very considerate of you. I guess I can smoke all the cigars that he makes and try different variations of them and be satisfied. And when one of my brethren rep guys like, here, smoke this, try that, a lot of times I'm like, you know what, man, just save it. Give it to a customer.
I'll remember that next time I give you
No. I mean, I smoked one of yours, too.
I smoked one of yours, my boss. No Atabay for this guy.
Yeah. Well, but just the same.
No, I know.
Like, the chances of me going and buying a box of those, I got a cigar collection that fill that room.
Right.
And they're not all just Pepin cigars, right?
Sure.
I mean, I've got very old, well-aged stuff from other vendors. Yeah. There's all different tobaccos for everybody. I'm just saying, for my palate and what I find to be enjoyable, everything I need comes out of this factory.
Oh yeah. Well, you're like a kid on Halloween night.
Man.
You got more candy in that factory than you know what to do with.
Yeah. So not to sound like a greedy pig, but when these things first came out, not to sound like a greedy pig, but when these first came out, they sent me a bundle of like not every cigar we make, but a bunch of them. You know, six or seven a month, whatever it is, because people think because you work for a cigar vendor too that you get like 8,000 cigars a month and you can just smoke 10 cigars a day. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
But for a while, it was hard for me to give one up. Even to like you're a cool dude. I love you a lot. Right. You're a cool-ass dude. It would be hard for me, even somebody I liked a lot, to be like, here you go, man, have one of these. Right. It was like begrudging. You know, you can just go buy one, you jerk.
Right.
You know, I'm like, all right, hey, you can have one. You win, bro. It's just, it's hard.
Right.
You know, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
Isn't it funny with the craftsmanship and time and effort, money that goes into building not only a brand, but just building a cigar, how some people think it can just be given away. Why are they so expensive? $7, $10, $20.
Right.
There's
400 sets of hands involved.
Right.
Esoterically, just picking that. But 400 sets of hands are involved from seed to cellophane.
Yep.
And if you want later on, I can show you a slideshow on my iPad or my phone and show you the whole process because I've been about a dozen times to Nicaragua. But from the very beginning, from when the seedlings are mature enough to go in the field to the time somebody can go downstairs to Two Guys Smoke Shop and pick one off the shelf, cut it and light it, basically 400 sets of hands have been involved. Imagine if they were made in Salem, New Hampshire.
Right.
Be like $8,000 a piece.
Right.
Like, honestly,
so
people. And the other thing is I spend, I'm the rep in New England.
Right.
So New Hampshire, zero tax.
Mm-hmm.
Rhode Island, Connecticut are fortunate, 50 cents flat cap. Mm-hmm. But in Mass, they have a 45% tax and 7.5% excise. So now a cigar, like the one that's $7.50 here, is $9.50, $10 there.
Right. Yep.
Now they go up because the state is your silent partner, right?
But you
even
should
so,
support your state. You should buy brick and mortar. You should
brick
buy
and mortar from them, right?
Right.
But even at that price point, what I'm saying is if you think about the amount of labor that it takes to produce that one product, still an amazing value.
Sure.
No matter what.
Yeah, nobody's walking around saying, hey, give me a free bottle of wine.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like for wine.
Right.
And wine, people are spending $3, $4 all the way up to hundreds of dollars for the same amount of time, same experience, because a bottle of wine isn't going to get you lit up, so you're not really going for the buzz, but you're going for the experience.
Right.
Cigars are the same. When you're sitting with somebody, it's okay to shell out some extra coin for it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Moments, you don't want to put a price tag on enjoying good time.
No.
And the other thing,
not
too,
for enhancing an experience.
No, and we try to explain to people, too, everything that we do, meaning we, the My Father way, the team My Father, us, the art, tradition, and style of Cuba. That was like all our marketing material for a long time. That's our company tagline, the art, tradition and style of Cuba. And it's not because anyone thinks they're better or this. It's because they don't know any other way.
Right.
That's what they know because that's their whole lives. What else would you expect them to do? You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, this is the – no, that's what they know, dude. That's the guy – I'm telling you, the guy made cigars from the time he's 8 years old. Like, what do you want? That's all he knows.
Right.
That's why you have cigars like the Don Pepin Blue Line,
right.
Generosos, the original, and Victos.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. I love those Don Pepin
The blend
blues.
That started it all. Literally – in 2003, they started in a room that's like the size of Dave's office. You know what I mean? It was like a really amazing success story. And that's a picture of him right over there on the wall. But it's like you think about like, you know, the Hefe coming and throwing caution to the wind to make a better life. But what we don't talk about enough is the bravest one out of the whole lot is the daughter. The daughter won a visa. She won a lottery, if you will. 20,000 Cubans when she was 18. Huh. By the way, now I'm grown now, but 18 is different. You're young. You don't.
Yeah.
She left her whole family behind to be able to come here and start the trail of the framework, if you will, to start the process before they could even leave.
Right.
She was lucky enough to win, and then went and stayed with people that they knew through the same town, same. You know what I mean? But like that's very brave.
Yeah.
And said, "All right, you know what? We're going to have this for our kids and our grandkids and so on. I'm going to take the leap forward." So Yanni is really like the big superstar ninja kung fu master. Nobody ever tells it. She's, you know what I mean? Like Jet Li, brave.
That's awesome.
Nobody
talks enough about that. Hearing all this background
story.
Man, this is great.
That's what makes it a real success story, a real family. This isn't corporation shareholders, bottom lines. It's not like that. Like all the people they employ in Nicaragua, they have contests for quality. So when people get rewarded – the reward to these people in Nicaragua, and you have to keep in mind, too, people are very content. Some people in Nicaragua, they'll live in a house that might have a dirt floor.
Right.
And that's normal.
But
it's everyday
happy.
Life. But they're
also
happy.
They're also happy.
And we might bonus them because they did such a good job by going and paying people to put tiles in their house, washing machines, central air.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Which we take for granted.
Which we take for granted, right? Yep. But they love that, and we're so happy to say thank you for what you do. So my message is one of, like, hey, thank you, not just on behalf of, you know, my family and Jeremy Soares and Two Guys Smoke Shop. Thank you for, like, 6,000 people that you don't know.
Right. Yeah.
They want to say thank you to you when you support this brand. It's a big deal. Hmm. There's consistency all the time. There's inventory all the time. My whole, not everything I sell is on backwater every day of the week and strenuous to deal with.
Right.
Why? Because logistically, they are dialed in.
See, and that's good stuff to know so that when you're buying anything from the Don Pepin, My Father line, you're also helping family, and they give back. And we just don't hear enough about that. And we were talking about Ortiz a little while back.
Yes.
He does a lot with his foundation.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of manufacturers do help, but that's something that you know everybody should know when they're buying a cigar.
Yeah. We have a you know a pharmacy and a like an urgent care center right on our property, so people that don't have access to good health care can get taken care of. We promote from within. We're hiring people and graduating them through the process from roller to a guy that could be like a factory manager, if you will, could learn the whole business of agriculture from somebody like Jaime Garcia, who has a PhD in agriculture.
Wow.
Who's like, you know, everything, every single component. I wish we had, I should have brought us limited to smoke. But every single thing is so strategically done from, okay, we're going to secure these parcels of land for this region because on a map, latitude, longitude-wise, this is where this place is, and these materials will respond best to this climate. Everything is so well executed. This guy's a general.
Listen,
a double-headed dragon, those two.
Listen, Jeremy, we got to go to a break, but before we go to a break, I want to talk about on not only Instagram, but he has an app, Cigar Noise.
Yes.
Okay, so if you check him out on Instagram, he's at Cigar Noise, but I did a video. I don't know if you saw it, but for United Cigars.
Yeah.
Right? So we were in the middle of
the
snowstorm. Yeah, middle of the snowstorm. But he just told me that's the highest viewed video that he did.
Really?
But
that's
he does
awesome.
A great, you know, on YouTube, he does a great short video. He tells you what's going on in the industry. Very informative.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the military. He's over in Kuwait. He's doing this
over there.
God bless
him. Thank you for
your service. Wow, I didn't know he was
Dave,
over there.
Yeah. Dave West is running Cigar Noise, so go check him out. Support him at Cigar Noise. So I just wanted to highlight him.
I'll follow him when we're done.
We have a lot more to talk about on this cigar, but we're also going to get into the Le Bijou.
Yeah, my father Le Bijou.
And, you know, Dan, let's get us to break here.
Okay, we'll go to break.
All right.
What else we got?
That's fantastic. So, coming up after the break, we are going to announce the Ashhole of the Week. We're going to do some viewer mail, and we've got another Miles with Styles coming up.
Woo.
It's going to be awesome. We'll be getting more into these cigars, so don't go anywhere.
Sexy time.
In a time where humidors are overflowing and retailers' shelves are on the verge of buckling, there is one brand that stands out amongst the rest. Sereno Cigar Company offers four distinct blends: the Connecticut, the Medio, Maduro, and Maduro XX. The Sereno Royale Maduro XX, named number one cigar of 2016 by the Ashholes Radio Podcast, is a creation of elegance and sophistication. Crafted at the La Corona Cigar Factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, the Sereno Royale Maduro XX comes to life by the experienced hands of master blender Omar Gonzalez Aleman and industry veteran Anthony Sereno. To create this masterpiece, a blend of filler tobaccos from the fertile soils of Esteli and Jalapa are aged for over 5 years and then draped with a dark and luxurious Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper, grown from the famed Habano 2000 seed to bring you an endlessly complex and full-bodied experience. A post-roll aging process of two additional years allow the blend to marry, creating unmistakable notes of rich cocoa, leather, and coffee that tantalize the palate, leaving you anticipating the next draw. Visit SerenoCigars.com for a list of retailers, and you can always find Sereno Cigars available at TwoGuysCigars.com.
It was 2010 on my 50th birthday. Nick Perdomo from Perdomo Cigars showed up in my office and honored me with a gift. It was a box of cigars. But this box of cigars was not what I expected, one I never saw before, something without the Perdomo name on it. It was my name, Garofalo. Garofalo Cigars has my name on it, but it was blended and created by Perdomo as a gift of a brand of cigars. So what should you expect from a Garofalo cigar? Rich layers of complex flavors, but offered in a mild to medium body profile. A blend comprised of fine Cuban seed Nicaraguan tobaccos, including a triple fermented 5 year aged Connecticut shade wrapper. I'm honored to have Garofalo, my name, surrounding such a wonderful cigar. I would be honored if you would give a Garofalo cigar a try. Garofalo Cigars, an honor.
Cigar smokers, how about if we go over a few cigar store sounds? Can you guess what this is?
Oh, yeah.
You think you got it? Okay, do you know what this is? Now for the cigar.
Beautiful.
What do you think of this cigar? I'm lighting up a La Giana Havana cigar. The La Giana Havana natural cigars are... Oh, yeah, so smooth. And oh, yeah, the Maduro version is a bit beefed up. But oh, yeah, they're delicious, too. When asked what my favorite cigar is, I always say it's La Giana Havana. Oh, yeah.
In a world where the success of a cigar brand is recognized by its flavor, comes two that go head-to-head. One man smoking two cigars at the same time.
Two rappers united in name, but separated by taste.
One cigar known as the Natural. The Natural is no lightweight. It boasts full flavor and taste.
The United Cigar Natural.
Now comes the Maduro.
Darker and even more bolder.
With in-your-face flavor, United Cigar.
Nothing could prepare you for what awaits you in the box. Both box pressed. Both 65 million years in the making.
That may be wrong.
Well, I'm going with it anyway.
Action, adventure, and bromance.
That's right.
Bromance.
United Cigar. Available in natural or Maduro.
Available only at appointed United Cigar retailer shops nationwide.
Rated D for delicious.
Under 18, not admitted even with a parent.
United Cigars. You don't have to choose.
Smoke them both.
In 1848, in honor of the English poet Lord Byron, a cigar brand named Byron was first created. Through three centuries, Byron has gone through many hands, but today it is back with the family that first created them. Returning to the early days, now the brand, in a very limited quantity, is produced in a small factory in Costa Rica. Nelson Alfonso offers three Byron blends honoring all three centuries of Byron: Siglo 19, Siglo 20, and Siglo 21. Other cigars sit in an aging room for 60 days, but every Byron cigar sits in an aging room for a period of at least one full year. Then, and only then, into ultra-luxurious porcelain jars and state-of-the-art cigar humitubes packaging. Sure, Byron's packaging is unique and costly to produce, but nothing else will do for a cigar of this quality and taste. Byron Cigars. Cigars of poetry. Sophisticated. Byron.
Could you do that? Voice over. Where'd you find that guy?
Hello. Welcome back to the Ashholes. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, and Podbean, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at the Ashholes and on Instagram at Ashholes Radio. Let's talk about finishing up thoughts on this cigar before we get into the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the first show we'll actually have done two cigars on the show.
Yeah,
we're rifling through them.
Great
but
success.
I love it.
Boom.
So if we just finish up, because we're smoking the Robusto, the Florida Las Antillas.
Florida Las Antillas?
Yeah. Florida Las Antillas.
Robusto. Antillas. It's like quesadilla, but you're saying quesadilla.
Yeah, you got it. You're close enough. Florida Las Antillas.
I love it.
Love it.
You know, especially for the price.
The price point is fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's a thumbs up. I'm still getting that spice. It's a cool draw. Great construction all the way down. Getting close to the nub now. Mm-hmm. Great retro, but it does have that classic Nicaraguan spice. But I feel like it's softened, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
Yeah.
So thumbs up for
thumbs
me.
Thumbs up for me, too. Just a very fantastic, consistent, smooth, rich, spicy smoke.
I'm digging
fantastic.
It, too, bro.
And it's $7. I mean, people think, look, you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a fantastic cigar.
Well, we're smoking probably $6.75, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Crazy.
Highly recommended. Highly recommended.
So let's let's spark this one up, because this is the My Father Le Bijou.
Correct.
1922. Very exciting. This is the Petit Robusto.
It is.
Also pure Nicaraguan, but mm-hmm. you have the Pelo de Oro.
No.
No.
Close.
That's on the
that's another one. But this is, so again, the same wrapper as My Father, but Oscuro Oscuro, meaning this shade of wrapper that's on this cigar is as dark as you can naturally make a wrapper without imparting some kind of artificial help to it. So the My Father story is one where, you know, again, very respectful. It might choke you up a little, so get ready if you need this hanky or something. But when these guys, like I told you, Yanni came here first.
Right.
Not really knowing how they were going to do it, but they were determined to do it. Then Pepin and Jaime, years later, get visas to work for somebody else, and they're doing consulting work mm-hmm. for another cigar guy. And he has them out on the road making, you know, look who I got. I got this guy, the king of Cuba, blah, blah, blah. And they're making blends for this guy. And, you know, all the while in the back of their mind thinking, like, all right, what's my dream going to be? What's my factory going to look like? So needless to say, you fast forward the tape in 2008 when the factory is built in Esteli. Well, 2009, the factory's built in Esteli. The My Father brand, Jaime Garcia
was blending.
Secretly.
Unbeknownst, right?
Unbeknownst to Pepin, was growing this tobacco, was working on this blend, right?
Right.
And, you know, wanted to make a cigar to honor his dad. But the truth is, he got found out, if you will, by Pepin. Mm-hmm. Because even though this guy, I'm telling you, is such a big deal and the boss hog and all that stuff,
right.
He goes to the goddamn mailbox and checks his mail himself. And when he goes to the mailbox, he sees this FedEx thing. He's like, oh, what is this? He opens it, and it's the label proof for this band.
No
so
kidding.
He like calls Jaime to his office.
What's
like,
this?
What is this? What is this, My Father? And Jaime, because at the time it was the Don Pepin cigar, Garcia cigars, cigar company, whatever, right? He goes, well, you know, truthfully, given what you've done for me in my life and my sister and, you know, everybody else and, you know, my children, I wanted to make a cigar to honor you. And I want it to be called My Father because you're my hero. You're the greatest source of inspiration to me. You're the best man I know. Pretty friggin' amazing story, by the way. The way when you hear them tell it.
I made my father a paperclip holder out of clay. That's what I did.
Right. He makes a whole and wants to redesign the whole. And coincidentally, by the way, Jaime Garcia single-handedly designed the whole factory. Worked with the architect to make every detail of that place to his liking. So really the general... that we call him the Pitbull, but the general, Jaime, unbelievable. So he makes this cigar, and Pepin tells him, and the story goes like this. He says, well, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I love you, Hio, you know, his son, Hio. But I want you to leave me with three cigars so I can quality test them. And if they're good enough, we'll move forward. And in the middle of the night that night, he was running around the factory trying to recreate the blend and the material.
Right.
And he was blown away by it. So he wanted to then take the same innards, binder, filler, and put a different variation of wrapper, and he came out with this cigar, the My Father Le Bijou, which in Le Bijou in French means the jewel.
The jewel.
The jewel. And the date, 1922, is for Pepin's dad, Jaime's grandfather. Hmm. So as an extension of that amazing gesture, Pepin also put his spin on this cigar, which, coincidentally, we just said this about the other one, is the 2015 number one cigar of the year in Cigar Aficionado. Whoa. Remember the, that kid. The mullet. That was great. We don't have to
delete
that
from
the But we can edit that one out. But, like, honestly, you know, 97 rated out of 100 points. Bona fide superstar. Not this size, although this is, like, my favorite size. The Churchill actually might be my favorite.
Fantastic.
This is a great little nugget, right? This is 45 minutes of heaven. But the box press torpedo is the number one size. 97 rated out of 100 points. Not a big surprise. You know, again, you have to keep in mind, not just with the Aficionado magazine, with all these magazines and bloggers and so on. This guy, from the time of like 2005 moving forward, has just been all over everybody's like rising superstar, greatest hits, Hall of Fame list. It's just really in a short span like that of 12 years, 13. 2003 is when he started, but in a very short time, everybody's taken notice of this stuff.
Yeah.
And this cigar, I'm so happy that they got to do because, again, you're talking about a life's work gone into this.
Yeah.
So Nicaragua binder and filler, Habano Escuadro Escuadro wrapper, just an amazing process. Everything here is aged almost 18 months.
Wow.
There's an amazing – I mean, there's like in one building, there's over 12 million pounds of tobacco on two levels. Pounds.
How many pounds?
Pounds, baby.
12
pounds.
12 million.
Pieces. Pounds, baby.
12 million pounds.
Pieces.
I'll bring my tools.
Pounds.
I'm good. Pounds, baby.
Hey,
I love that you did that. It was clutch.
We've got to move on into the ash hole.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
No,
appreciate
it. Let's get into the ash hole of the week.
Please, I like this stuff.
And now, the person you've been waiting to hear about. The evilest. The most ominous.
God, this is great. I mean, everybody's crying.
The most dastardly.
What do we get for $10?
The ash hole of the week.
I've never seen purple underwear before, Cal.
Oliver, you have
so
the ash
speaking.
Of the week
speaking
for us.
Of Calvin, I just bought my son some Calvin Klein underwear. He's 12, but I'll talk about it.
Oh, but he's you got to make him feel good about himself.
Right,
he's close.
And then so
that's awkward.
No,
I just bought my kid some underwear.
Right, no, but when you talk about it, so you say Calvin Klein, it goes. Then my daughter's talking about that's from Back to the Future. She doesn't relate it that it's Calvin Klein underwear. It's a brand maker. She says Back to the Future. That's how she knows it. So anyway, asshole of the week is not a specific person in general, not one person. It's a grouping of people that may do this, not only in a shop but at home. This is the guy that stubs out his cigar.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
The absolute worst. If you're
Sweet
cigarette
Christmas.
Smokers, they stub out their cigarettes because the smell doesn't linger. Although the ash in the ashtray, that lingers and that stinks.
And if they don't do it, it won't go out.
Right. Right, because that is not natural tobacco.
Correct.
There's tobacco in there, but there's a paper, there's additives, so it makes it smoke faster. Some of the cheaper cigars that are machine made using a homogenized wrapper, they smoke faster. A cigar is natural. Mm-hmm. It will go out on its own.
Let it be.
So let it rest. Let it sit. The smoke from the cigar will slowly go away, and then the cigar will go out. Do not stub out your cigar when you're sitting, especially in a group.
Crushing
a cigar,
it down,
crushing
into the
it
thing.
Down,
yeah.
And your fingers smell. Everything stinks.
The smell that goes into the room
is atrocious. So please, not only if you see me in the cigar lounge, but as a courtesy to everyone else in the lounge, do not stub out your cigar, or you will be the asshole of the week.
And on a sidebar, also, don't smell cellophane already. We talked about chooches. We're not going to smell anything through the plastic, dummies. That's just my 2 cents.
Wow.
Got a lot of value to your 2 cents, though. I'll tell you that.
No, but that is one of my big pet peeves.
Oh,
a little more balance on this.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I mean, fantastic.
What a great smoke, right? Is that
like some, coffee?
Yeah, sure.
To this, there's a little bit of bitter. There's a little bit of like a raw almond kind of finish on it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yep.
Just a subtle spice on the retro.
Mm-hmm.
I just got smoke in my eye.
subtle enough to make me cry.
This one's just going to tear up like crazy.
Sorry, but, yeah. I had the reaction the same time I first smoked. I was like, man, what a beaut. What a beaut.
Again, the burn is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, look at how straight that is and everything. And the burn line is this razor-thin thing. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So let me ask you this, Jeremy, too, because it's Le Bijou is French.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Why did they grab a French term? Why didn't they use a Spanish? What's Spanish for?
Because in Spanish, the jewel is joya.
Ah.
Joya de Nicaragua is already something it's that's already, spoken for.
That's very, yep, very true.
Ding, ding, ding. Another fun fact.
I like another. Another fun fact with Jeremy.
Thank you.
Fun facts with Jeremy.
Thank you.
All right.
A once-in-a-lifetime segment.
Pastor.
All right. It's time
tell
for...
Tell me something good.
It's Pastor Padron's Thou Shalt Nots. It's time for that. Common sense is not so common, it seems, so I'm going to lay down some clear cigar etiquette and social no-nos. Your life will go a whole lot better if you avoid doing these dumb things. And what I want to talk about this week is the guy who I want to encourage you to buy a cigar every time you go into the cigar shop. Don't bring your own cigar from somewhere else.
What a turd.
You know, it's, you know.
Definitely not from somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you have a locker in the shop and you have it full there, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, that store has, you know, they're paying for heat, they're paying for electricity, air conditioning. It's on every day. The staff is there. And everything that's there that you like to go in and sit and have your cigar costs.
Charge you.
And
phone.
If you go
it's
in.
Set up
and if
so, you, so for you.
For you.
To smoke.
So if you bring a cigar from somewhere else into the shop, you're really hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Can't stand
because,
it.
Because, you know, and that is just one of my pet peeves is the guy who comes in and does, you know, I'm a big fan of the cutting fee.
Of course.
You know?
It's the right thing
there's
to do.
There's a cork fee.
Yep.
Again, it seems like the cigar for retailers. I don't want to say necessarily manufacturer. It's just it's almost put down as like a cheap thing because they don't want to spend too much.
You don't go to the Capitol Grill and be like, "Hey, I bought these Delmonico's at you know Omaha Beef website."
Market Basket was having a special.
Yeah. What are you nuts?
Yeah. You're like, not going to go. You're not going to go out to dinner.
Break.
You know, at a restaurant and bring a doggy bag from somewhere else.
Oh.
Why would you do the same
I'm
thing?
Just finish this up here.
Dude, I went to a place in like North Conway, New Hampshire one time, and the guy's a great guy. He's an IT guy. He bought this shop. Just a nice, nice dude. He lives in Portsmouth. I hung out with him a bunch. So it's a bit of a drive up there, though, not for nothing. His wife is in Hawaii at the time. So she has like the real deal, the Mac Daddy Corona, Kona coffee, blah, blah, blah. He has a pot of it. He just brewed. The place smells amazing. There's the oil on it, the whole thing. You want to have a cup? Yes. We finished that pot in about an hour. Me and him drank like four cups each.
Surprising.
Surprising. Awesome. Great, great. But just really like Pulp Fiction.
Right.
This is some gourmet, Jimmy. Right? Just like that. Like Sam. So what happens when I'm leaving town? Driving out of town. I use the bathroom. I'm like, man, I really messed up here, but I'm going to try to hold it. Then I realize it's about another 2 hours till I see a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
The only place that's open is an Army-Navy store. It's 5 minutes to six. They close at six. I walk in.
Oh, you're that guy.
I ask the guy, sir, I have an emergency. He goes, well, what is it? It looks like he works at an Army-Navy store. I said, I really need to use your bathroom. He goes, well, just so you know, it's for employees only. I said, I understand that. However, we've got a real situation here. I promise you it'll be worth it for you to stay open the extra 10 minutes. I will buy something. He goes, are you sure? I said, yep. I told him I only have to go number one. That was clearly a lie because I was back there for 9 minutes. I come back out. I said, all right, show me your wares. I think I bought 237. Show me your wares.
Show me your wares.
What do I not need? What freeze-dried ice creams do you have that I'll never
eat? Show me your
go
wares.
Go crazy. I want to see all your wares. Right. I want you to make presentations from the case. It's the right thing to do.
You have to, especially in your situation.
What am I going to do? Yeah. I have no choice.
No.
That's
time's calling. Time's calling.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Show me.
Well, we've got some mail to read this week.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to propose to you.
I'm feeling it a little bit. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
She went to the mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
On that bright summer's day.
Oh, yeah. No
bad. Found a letter.
Letter? Oh, letter.
Is there anthrax in that mail? What happened? So it just blew up.
Let's turn that down a little bit.
I kind of dig that. Keeping the background like softly. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
That was all right.
Letters from War, people. Mm. Oh. Today we have a letter we're going to read from Todd from South Carolina. And this is a really cool letter. You're going to like this, Oliver. Todd writes, "Hi, guys. I'd like to thank you for your show." He's thanking us.
Good on. I like where this
nice dude.
Yep.
"I've been listening to them for the past couple of weeks while at work, binge listening of sorts. I have only three more to go, and then I'll be fully versed on your catalog of work. Seeing that I have a desk job, it helps me pass the time while working, and I dream of relaxing with a beverage of choice while enjoying a tasty cigar and the soft, velvety smoke they make." Okay. Maybe a little creepy here.
It's getting a little dark. Sure, real fast
stuff. Sure beats dealing with the reality of work, but I digress. I like your casual banter and your candor and your opinions of the cigars you smoke and what you like or don't. Between listening to you, gentlemen, and the boys on Cigar Authority.
Oh.
You see that? Mm. We're the gentlemen.
Yeah, we're the gentlemen.
They're
the boys.
Okay.
We're hung. We're hung a little bit more.
I've learned to slow down and actually try and taste what I'm smoking. At first, I thought people were nuts in their opinion of what they tasted, but with an open mind and my newfound knowledge of you fine folks, I realized it's true that cigars are diverse and the options are plenty. And then we don't have time to read the whole thing, but he ends saying, "So, my podcast pals, thanks again for everything. I look forward to listening to you and will be sad when I'm caught up and can only listen to you once a week. I'll also miss Derek, but wish him well in his new endeavors. It takes a strong person to try something new and take a chance. Good on him, and may God's grace love and guide him. Sincerely, Todd."
That was pretty rad way to end, man. Todd, you're a class dude, bro.
That's awesome.
That dude is clutch right there.
That is our man of the week.
Can we give that dude a thumbs up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on, bro. That's rad.
And Todd, you know, not only, listen, we appreciate the viewer mail, good and bad, but to take time, not only with our show, but also companies and restaurants and all this stuff, do something positive.
Yeah.
Everyone is so quick to say something negative because they just want – that's their moment of fame.
Drives me up
right,
the wall.
Right.
Everybody
we love
on
the
Yelp.
Hate mail. We love the hate mail.
Sure, we love
the hate mail. But it's true. You know
what the problem is?
People
use a glass of mind their own business and be polite.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be polite anymore.
Anybody can say
nice
something. Anybody. And this will be
that.
A Pastor Padron
did
thing.
Yeah,
you know, this will be one of Pastor Padron's thoughts or not. Don't be negative all the time. Anybody can be negative.
Seriously, dude.
You know, it takes class and it takes effort.
That
to
dude was refined. I thought he was going to say like lotion in the basket, but he really pulled it out at the end. Velvety smoke. You were like, when you said that, I was like, wow, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's
no,
good.
You see, saved it, man. Right on, and good for Terry. That's a good dude. You see, I mean,
but you can tell he enjoys it. I mean, yeah, he was descriptive, and you say creepy, but he was descriptive. He was talking about the experience. So that's a guy that sits down and he enjoys a cigar. It relaxes him from his day at work.
You see
that's
the commercial that Derek made with Terry when they played Landslide.
Yeah.
Come on. I love that kid.
But
you guys are good kids.
And you see how he's learning how to enjoy the cigar
better
by listening to us and listening to the Cigar Authority.
Right.
And that's good.
Right. You know,
we are actually making a difference.
You know what?
He
touched on something that what we're doing, because we're in episode, 21?
21.
So we're trying something new. And everybody, not everybody, a lot of people were bashing the first couple shows.
Right.
We're trying something new. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, come on. Let him learn his
get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, seriously.
These guys. Like I put on headphones my entire life. I know what
right.
I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I'm like, you know, actually, I've been on the radio with Lou Maloney and Big O before. I've done it a few times. Yeah. But not everybody is just going to like rapid fire, bing, pow, bang, boom, run the board, figure it out. Let these guys live, man.
Seriously,
come on. Let them live.
Love it.
I hate Yelp, by the way. Yelp is for cowards. If you like Yelp, you're a coward. I can't stand them people. Can't believe my fish was like slightly not piping hot. Shut up. Then you know what? Go to early bird dinners or something. Leave them people alone. They're trying to make a living too.
Go to a buffet.
Yeah. Yelp.
Now, speaking of trying something new, last week we started something new, something called Miles with Styles. We have
love
a listener, Michelle Styles, who is a professional surfer and a model. And she's been going all over the world surfing this year, and she's agreed to talk to us a little bit about where she's been, what she's doing.
Jeremy, she's feisty. You'd like
she's
her.
She's feisty. She's a feisty little thing.
I've actually been
thing.
To the North Shore. One
now,
of my buddies is
Oliver.
A sponsored pro surfer.
Yeah, Oliver.
I know this, yes.
She sent us something.
Yeah, let's
ooh,
see.
Priority.
There is something. There is something. There is something in here. There's something
well,
in here.
Well, it's probably
for
something
you.
From the North Shore or whatever, right? Did she sign
she,
something?
She found out about picture that kept popping up on your computer.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So she sent you this.
Wow, look at that.
Can you ask her to send me one, bro? Seriously, Michelle, look, I know how to surf. Look at this chick. It's okay. She's pretty rad, man. No?
One for your desk.
Yeah,
love
she sounds like she's really cool.
Yep. And there was one for Pastor Padron, too.
She's 15, so don't.
Ah, poop.
No,
cowabunga,
not,
dude.
Not that right. is awesome.
No,
that is
awesome. It's not a ninja.
So
how
bro.
Cool is that?
We have one now. You know, you don't know this. You know, nope. one of the, now she's one of the really amazing things about her is that you know she's deaf too.
That's also rad. Good
yeah,
for her.
And she's like, you know, totally kicking it with the surfing and modeling thing.
Man, right on.
So
good.
let's play this.
Like,
this
try,
is
yeah.
She did this on her phone. I'm so impressed with this.
Fantastic.
This is only the second one she's done, and it's awesome. Hold on. Here we go.
Surf reverb.
Yeah.
Aloha. This week I'm home in Hawaii, a down week after my whirlwind schedule in March. Chile, Argentina, and Cuba. What a month. Let me introduce you to my favorite place in Hawaii and a must-visit for any tourist.
Kauai.
The Polynesian Cultural Center has 6 authentic Polynesian villages where you can learn the history of these unique peoples. From the Samoa to Fiji, from Tahiti to Hawaii, you will sample life, traditions, dance, and food of these beautiful islands. History and learning in a fun and interactive environment from authentic people eager to keep their traditions alive in your hearts as well. Be sure to get a canoe tour, and the adventure could take many wonderful days to see and do it all. Right. Life on the island is not rushed or hurried. Be sure to stop by the Hawaiian Village and take in the Aliai Luau, and book it ahead because it does sell out. Once you experience the aloha spirit, as the Aliai Luau will treat you like ohana, which means family.
That's right.
You won't regret the experience as you sample the foods and are entertained by the customs and love of a real Hawaiian luau.
Mahalo.
Then stay for the show, where the islanders will entertain and educate with traditional dance and storytelling. Get there early and stay until close. You will understand the true meaning of the aloha spirit, and welcome to our ohana. This has been Miles with Styles, and you're listening to The Ash Holes on United Cigar Radio Network.
I'll tell you a couple things. One, I need a drink after hearing that. And two, now I want to be her voice manager. Because if she doesn't pick up some voiceover gigs.
For real.
That was clean. I mean, I almost
wasn't it awesome?
Yeah, man.
I'm traveling through something. I would buy whatever she's trying to sell. I would buy.
Totally. No, that was pretty rad. That was great.
You hear that little giggle after the actual?
Yeah, it's
because natural. it's that's hard to say.
Right.
You know, especially when you don't hear.
Right.
You
know? Right.
So
true.
She keeps saying,
but
you know, a-hole.
Great accomplishments.
Yeah.
I mean, world service. She's traveling everywhere.
It's awesome.
And just a big fan of the show. She was always right. You know,
she's been from
names.
Show one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome,
include her.
Man.
That's
week,
awesome.
Yeah. Say mahalo to her then.
Mahalo.
Yeah, mahalo.
Mahalo. Shalom aloha.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say.
Yeah, that's cool too.
So,
yeah
Dan, right? She can be seen. Check her out at on Twitter. Not Instagram too.
She is on Instagram. It's a different handle.
Name. But the Twitter is Michelle Style 18.
Right. Check
awesome.
Her out.
Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Miles with Style. Good for her.
So Oliver, update us on this fantastic little petite robusto we are enjoying.
I tell you what, I love it. I'm sitting here. I was blowing because I wanted to look at it. The look of it, that double Oscuro, it's just dark, oily. I mean, mm-hmm. so rich.
Yep.
But so clean on the draw.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the cigar because it has just, you know, these woody characters. I was getting a little like, almost like a fried potato. I wonder if that makes any sense.
A fried
potato?
Well, no, you mean like the crust that develops on
right,
it.
The crust,
that's
mm-hmm. right, that, that,
right?
That
the crust.
Right. That salty oil. It's
yeah,
just
it's like
that oily,
hearty,
yeah.
hearty yeah. like, you mm-hmm. know, protein.
Salty,
yeah.
peppery
umami
kind
type of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's what you mean, the savory component to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can taste the family in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like that home-cooked meal makes you feel good.
It's got a savory component to it. It's balanced. So you can have bold flavors that are big flavors that are strong. and still have construction and still have nuance and balance and everything about it. A lot of guys also, the other thing is, some guys will be like, oh, you know, this isn't like one of those Nicaraguan cigars. It's all spice and heavy-handed.
Right.
This cigar is very balanced. I mean, come on. Right. Take all these bands off and smoke them blind and see which ones you like time and again. I guarantee you, you keep picking these things.
Right. You should take that band off before you start smoking it.
Well, I'm going to wait till
there are a lot of bands on this.
Yeah,
there
are a lot of bands. It's got two bands, right. But, you know, what you're supposed to do is an FYI with cigars is they're secured with vegetable glue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you let this thing heat up on the inside and then remove the band so none of the wrapper comes off. You have to realize, too, unless it's a broadleaf wrapper, most of these wrappers are about the same thickness as the skin of an onion. So you don't want to, from the very beginning, take this thing off, and then you got a little spot that's exposed, and your wrapper can become unraveled because that leaf is so important to you. 70% of the flavor is derived from that leaf.
And the complexity of the cigar can change if you put a little ding.
But can I give you a little ash hole fun trick? Next time, I want to give you each a gift. So next time, because we should have did it this way because this is one of my good moves, and I'm going to give one for our studio audience as well. But one of the tricks, if you really – because you have to understand – these dudes, when they're creating these blends, Jaime Pepin, the trusted advisors, if you will, they have to smoke independently each one of these tobaccos before they sign off on a blend. So how do you know what each one of these tobaccos tastes like? Now watch what I'm going to do here. You're going to be like, what is that guy doing? Oh, my God, you can't cut a cigar there. Oh, my God. Holy
and
Christmas.
For our listeners, Jeremy is cutting the foot of the cigar.
Well, I've gone
just
up
about a
little,
quarter, just about a quarter inch. A
little more. And what I want to do is peel away this wrapper. Right?
Now, keep in mind, we've got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so we got about 2 minutes.
We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, don't rush. Okay, well, in that case, what I want to do is, I want to peel away the wrapper because I want you to light and toast and also smell and absorb the binder and filler independent of the wrapper. And then you'll see there's this line right here where they're going to merge, and you'll notice the characteristic of the cigar
changes
and how impactful that wrapper leaf is. Right. For a long period of time, I would go halfway up the cigar and do that and remove that part of the wrap so I could taste just the binder and fillers, then with the wrapper to finish it. And then you get a little more idea of what's what. Like if you buy a box of cigars, do that to about 3 or 4 of them and really absorb the information. It's a good learning tool, if you will, what have you. See, now look what we did here. Okay, good, good. Now I'm exposing what's underneath, right?
Yep.
The wrapper's gone here. Now you have what people call as a shaggy foot, kind of. Mm-hmm. You've got that shaggy foot look. But what you're going to do is absorb the flavor and nuance of the binder and filler. And then you'll see where it marries to the wrapper and how all three of those components, wrapper, you know, two binders and filler, come together in unison and in harmony. And really, and it's not easy to do on a Petit Robusto, obviously. It's more of like, you know, a Toro type of deal.
Right.
But nonetheless, you get a taste of what they taste like independently on their own.
That's interesting.
They're all superstars. They all
look forward. I'm going to look forward to doing this.
Yeah,
what's our final thoughts on this, though, Oliver?
Final thoughts were my first thoughts. I love the line. I mean, it's just it's clean. It's mature. You can tell there's a class to it. I give it a big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up for me too. It's rich. It's creamy. It's got that really dark kind of coffee bit to it. It's just a great, great smoke.
Yeah, these are, you know, superstar cigars in their home runs, and it's no small accident. This didn't just happen. I wanted to really stress the history of Pepin Garcia, of his son Jaime. You know, I shared a very small sampling of their life with you guys. But in all fairness, this is important stuff that we're talking about. Now, we're going to really give them their due because they earned it. They deserve
Absolutely
it.
Right.
And, you know, I want to say another thing. You know, we got about 1 minute left.
We got about, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah. Support cancer research and charities for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. Dave just came back from Night to Remember.
Yeah.
Personal situation recently. Right. I'm going to ask you guys. I want to do some kind of work, charitable work. I'm going to ask you for your help with that in the future when I do these events. So,
yeah,
it's important stuff.
That's awesome. We can get it behind that.
Yeah, sure.
All Absolutely. Right. Well, guys, it is time to wrap up. Episode 21. You've been listening to The Ash Holes, unfiltered cigar radio, broadcasting from the Sereno Royale Studios, where every Wednesday turns into Ash Wednesday. You can download this and any episode you may have missed on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, and Podbean. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Ash Holes and on Instagram at Ash Holes Radio.
Outstanding.
Take care, guys.
Great
we'll
show,
see you
boys.
Next week.
Is this wallet size?
Huge.